You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network. Good Friday morning. On Good Friday. Little play on words there. So Good Friday edition of All Marine Radio right here on your home for it. That's right. The All Warrior Radio Network. Baseball started yesterday. It was awesome. Yeah. My hockey team won last night, too, so I was fired up about that. The LA Kings, for whatever reason, they like to wait till last minute to, like, get ready to go play in the playoff. Then they have to make a big push with, like, 15 other teams. So, but nonetheless, they won. Jeff Carter with a hat trick. He's a baller. So, that going on, and then other than that, it's Friday. Easter coming up on Sunday, and so end of the week. Anyway, good morning to you. We're going to do a little bit of the best of today in the second hour, not the first hour. First hour, we'll check news. I haven't checked a whole lot of news this week because I've been doing other things. Yeah, I've been learning about things like Koh Tang Island and going off. I got an email last night. Mac, you seem to be pretty obsessed with this school board thing. I am kind of obsessed with that. I think that lost, again, the words of Andrew Pollack, as I put on the website, as I've said, I think every day this week, they bother me. Did we just digest that event? I think we might have. I think we might have just digested that event, and we're on to the next one. That's not a good thing. So it bothers me. We, as communities across the country, we should all be, you know, looking at this issue and taking it seriously and not doing our best. That's not good enough. Because it is going to be attempted again. And hopefully the things that communities put in place, not the federal government's not going to solve this, state government's not going to solve this. You know, it should be communities and families going to school boards and saying, hey, what are you doing about this? So, that's been on my mind. It bothers me that, you know, that we're all on to the next thing until we come back to this thing, until something forces us to come back to this. So anyway, on that note, good Friday morning to you. The All Marine Radio head chef just informed me a few minutes ago that he's, for the third straight week, he's not going to be able to play. Yeah. So we'll endeavor to struggle on without him. So our thoughts and prayers with Kim, and hopefully he will he'll get better here pretty quick. So again, the he's had kind of an influenza thing going on, and so third straight week, never happened since I've known him. So hopefully he feels better. But so in the second hour, I haven't really decided. I was perusing the archives. So I'll leave it as a surprise what you'll hear, but you'll hear about an hour of some incredible piece of audio that over the course of almost 2 years that All Marine Radio has been doing this, that that we've accumulated. And there's a bunch of it. The other big news is if you go to the website, it looks a little bit different, eh? Yeah. So my internet guru is called me and said, "Hey, I think I found what you wanted for the website." Now, websites, honestly, one of the things about having a website, having a Facebook account, having a Twitter feed, I mean, everybody talks all that stuff, but it is, how do I say it? It is a full-time job to keep those things maintained and have them do what you want them to do. Ask anybody who started a business and said, "Oh yeah, we'll put up a website and blah, 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 blah." Unless you completely automated the website, so it's not going to be like your content and you updating it, right? You have RSS feeds here and there, but if you do content on it, it's every day you become a slave to your website, you become a slave to your Twitter feed. You got to feed the beast because that's how it works. So anyway. He called me and said, "Hey, okay, so if you kind of think about it from the perspective of the owner operator of All Marine Radio, if somebody comes to the website, if somebody hears about us and they click on they come to All Marine Radio, what would you want them to see?" Okay? Well, my opinion is what you'd want them to see is a series of the eye candy that is in the archives of All Marine Radio. How do you do that? Well, you gotta have multiple icons, and the smaller the better. And they should be, and it should demonstrate who comes on the program, right? Like, okay, podcast. But so now when you go to the opening page and you see in the top row, you see Neller Kelly, and there's a battle studies icon there with a picture of Wesley Fox, actually, in Vietnam. So when you see that, I mean, if you were looking for, you know, what's on All Marine Radio, that would tend to make you say, "What?" And then, as you know, as the week goes by and over the weekend, what you'll see is you'll see a series of rows that look like that, because there's been some incredible people that have come on this radio station. So that's what I wanted, but it's hard to find. Templates, you know, to do exactly what you want to do. And normally you have to hire a programmer, and he's got to write the code for the. So anyway, long story short, my guy calls me and says, "Hey, I think I found what you want, and I think it's pretty user friendly." So we've been working on it, and it's kind of up there in an experimental phase right now. But I think it looked pretty slick, and so yeah, progress. I think. So All Marine Radio, check it out. There's a screwed up hyperlink. I know. So on the first page with the commandant. So I will fix that here in the next couple hours. So with all of those behind the scenes pieces of business being taken care of. Baseball season underway. The United States Marine Corps Band will make it official this morning. Good morning to you. Oh, no. Hold on. It's Friday, right? The lovely Whitney Houston joins us on Fridays, and she, in fact, does make it official. I think it's only appropriate that this be dedicated to, once again, to the Marines, the sailors, and the airmen, in a week where, I mean, I certainly have been blown away by the learning that takes place, even at the age of 60, that participated in the rescue of the crew and the SS Mayaguez, to the 41 names that are on that wall. And, you know, 41, as I... Where did that number come from? There was a helicopter that crashed. I want to say that had 23 or 26. It had 23 MP, and there was three in the 53 crew, the Air Force 53 crew that went down in the Gulf of Thailand before the mission started. But they were going to participate in the mission. And so they were lost before the mission even started. So they're counted as part of the loss for that operation. And then I want to say 15 were killed on the island. 12 in the 12 in the crash, initial crash, and then that number's higher. Anyway, approximately 15. So, their courage and selflessness, in May of 1975, saved the United States an incredible embarrassment. And that's exactly what the United States had set itself up for because of the disjointed and amateurish planning that went on at higher levels. But it's an incredible story, and my thanks to Dan Hoffman earlier this week for coming on and sharing his experience with it. It won't be the last time we talk about it because it's an incredible story. So this is dedicated to them here on a Friday morning.
We are our country's banner in the air of the land. so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
Let me be clear. As hard as the last 16 years have been on our military, no enemy in the field has done more to harm the readiness of the U.S. military than the combined impact of the Budget Control Act's defense spending cuts, worsened by us operating in 9 of the last 10 years under continuing resolutions, wasting copious amounts of precious taxpayer dollars. If you don't get the resources, my closing words, then your strategy is nothing more than a hallucination. Because without the resources, there's just so much brave young men and women can do.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day. And Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You got to win.
Time to check the weather here on a Friday, on Good Friday. Yeah, listen to this. East Coast warmed up, man. Spring came. Baseball season's here. Baseball season's starting earlier this year. So they can give those poor millionaires a few days off. Come on. Hey, even millionaires need days off. That's right. Mostly cloudy and 55. I know. They just had all winter off. But they're busy spending millions of dollars. So, I mean, come on. Millionaires are people, too. Currently, partly sunny and 69 degrees already in Quantico, Virginia at 10 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, that's a high for a while. And they've got a weather warning. I'm kind of curious, so. Quantico. For today, considerable cloudiness. Occasional rain showers this afternoon with a high of 72. Winds out of the southwest. Possibly gusting to 20 miles an hour today. Oh, the advisory is a small craft advisory. All right, so if you're going out on the Potomac today and you got a small boat, got to be careful with that, okay? Wind's going to whip up. You could get swamped. Yeah, no kidding. So be careful out there. At Camp Lejeune, 72 degrees. They've got a weather advisory, so we're going to check out Camp Lejeune's weather advisory. They have a small craft advisory until noon as well with 72 degrees under mostly cloudy skies right now. Looking for a high of 74. 65 on Saturday and 75 on Sunday. So those of you fortunate to be in the Jacksonville, North Carolina area, there you have it. Going to be a pretty nice weekend before you get into humid land. Granbury, Texas has no weather warnings. It is mostly it's fair in 53. Looking for a high of 72 today. On Saturday, it's going to be 83, and on Sunday, 77. So Mike and Michael do all right with that. In Big Timber, Montana, never done this before, checking the weather. The mostly cloudy and 45 right now. Looking for a high of 56. Partly cloudy and windy today up in Montana. For tonight, 16 degrees above zero with snow in the forecast. On Saturday, a high of 28, and then on Sunday, back up to 49. Go figure. The Central Plains, honestly, has the craziest weather that I've ever lived around. The swings, absolutely incredible. Today, winds are out of the west at 37 miles an hour. That's right. So, yeah. And then in some kind of stupid comment, with gusts up to 28. Okay, when it's 37, you don't have gusts to 20, gusts that are lower than the current wind. That's not a gust. Okay, just for the record. Not sure who programmed that, but it screwed up. All right, out to 29 Palms we go. It's 58 degrees under sunny skies this morning. Looking for a high of 87 degrees in the Yucca Basin. For tonight, low of 58, so it'll be a nice night. Saturday, partly sunny, high of 88. Sunday, partly sunny, and a high of 85. So so that is 29 Palms. Camp Pendleton, why not? We've done everybody else. What the hey? Camp Pendleton, currently, cloudy and 50 degrees, which is a little bit warmer than it has been. Looking for a high today at Camp Pendleton of 77 degrees. For tonight, a low of 47 degrees with partly cloudy skies. On Saturday, partly sunny, 72. On Sunday, partly sunny, Easter Sunday, and 68 degrees. So there you have it, Camp Pendleton. Off to Okinawa, Japan we go. In the Ryukyu Islands, currently 69 degrees under fair skies, and it's dark. Let's see. Tonight's low is going to be 67 degrees with a 10% chance of rain. On Saturday, looking for a high of 75 with some wind. On Sunday, a high of 75 with a 20% chance of rain. All right. And then, so that's pretty normal this time of year. In, Marja, Afghanistan. It is 89 degrees under clear skies. Winds are out of the west at 6 miles an hour. The low tonight will be 63 degrees. On Saturday, looking for a sunny skies and a high of 102. On Sunday, sunny skies and a high of 96. But it's a dry 102, okay? It's a dry 102. So you got that going for you. That's right. That's what they say. It's 120. It's a dry 120. And if you think they're joking, they're not. Because anybody who served in the worst place on the planet, which is Kuwait, I think, knows what 130 is with humidity. It is the most miserable thing on the planet. All right. And finally, last but not least, the home of All Marine Radio. It is here in the Costa Mesa Newport Beach area of sunny Southern California. It is 55 degrees under mostly cloudy sky. Looking for a high today of 74 degrees with a partial sun. Saturday, partly sunny and 72, and Sunday, partly sunny and 68. So it's what we pay for. Yeah, to live out here. We're supposed to have nice weather. So this stuff in the 50s and the 60s the last few weeks, Not sure what that's all about. All right, we'll take a break. We come back. We'll check news headlines here on a Friday as we get rolling. So whatever you do, stay in your seat. Don't touch that dial. More of All Marine Radio on a Friday. Good Friday. Coming up next here on your only place for it, the All Warrior Radio Network.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Yeah. Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner's looking for leaders who have led under pressure, We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
This hour of All Marine Radio is brought to you by our friends at Battle Mug, home of the world-famous Battle Mug. Starts as 10 pounds of aluminum. It's milled machine anodized, adorned with Picatinny rails, and then stamped with the serial number, and it's ready for you to make your own. Anything that went on your rifle or pistol can go on your mug. Scope, laser, camera, light. Put a lid on it, and you're ready for the field. If you're inside, add a flag and an emblem, and you're set. Perfect for any commemorative event. Farewell, promotion, retirement, birthday, anniversary, or get out of the doghouse. The Battle Mug is the perfect unique gift. Check out the entire line of product at BattleMug.com. Enter the promo code Marine for 15% off. Battle Mug is a veteran-owned and operated company. The product is made entirely in the United States. Check it out, BattleMug.com.
All I can say about MilitaryByOwner.com is, wow, I listed my house on your website for only 2 weeks in a tough rental market, and now my house is about to get rented. I will definitely recommend you guys to everyone in the military. Thank you.
Are you located near a military base? Advertise with Military by Owner for optimum exposure to the military community. Military by Owner has experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base for the past 15 years. MilitaryByOwner.com, proven and dependable.
I'm an individual member. I joined the Global South Foundation because I believe in what it can do, and I also wanted to stay tied to the community that I was part of.
The benefits for individual members of the Global South Foundation are two things. One is networking, keeping in touch with the community, developing new relationships at any stage of your career. And secondly, it helps people stay abreast and up to date on the latest issues that the South community should be aware of.
The Global South Foundation is a great partner of All Marine Radio. Find out more about them at globalsouthfoundation.org/Marines.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors, teachers, friends. These are the people who are always there to listen when we need to talk. Though their actions may not always be monumental, they are always felt. To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. One simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of one. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit VeteransCrisisLine.net for free 24/7 confidential support. Or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network. Breaking news this morning, in case you haven't seen it. The wife of the Pulse nightclub shooter was found innocent of aiding and abetting him. So, yeah, she needs to thank God she's in the United States. Were she in the land of her birth, the Arab world doesn't get out its X-Acto knife when it hands out justice. It's a pretty broad hand they use. Oh yeah, you knew about it. So you can die with your husband. See you later. Yeah, they don't really care about that. So anyway, she's not guilty. Now she's probably going to sue. She's a victim. Ruined my life. Blah, 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 blah. So everybody a victim these days. So anyway, time for us to check the news. Big story across the nation is Roseanne. And I'm not a fan of that woman ever since the thing, the national anthem thing she did. Yeah. Did not like it, did not appreciate it, none of it. All of the above. Yeah, all of the above. And, if you thought that was like the funny thing to do, then we got a problem. Okay, and to walk out there and imitate a baseball player, grab your crotch or whatever, maybe you can pass that off as comedy, but singing the national anthem, that was straight up disrespectful. Anyway, she's back in the news with a series where she is a Donald Trump supporter, and the combination probably of the popularity of the show Roseanne and the fact that somebody on TV is going to play the part of somebody who supports a guy who got 50%, 49, 50%, whatever he got, of the popular vote and won the presidency, attracted over 18 million people to watch, which was clearly a huge story to the media. It's another illustration though of the narrative that comes out of New York City and Los Angeles and Washington D.C. With major media and their disconnect with about half of the population in the country. And so, big epiphany. The business popularity of faith-based programming, right? You see more and more movies that come out that are faith-based and do extremely well at the box office, and also of now you have Roseanne crushing. Now let me just tell you the thing about the American media. Okay, they smell money. Regardless of their political pursuit, they are about money. And they're in a situation where you have companies like Amazon, Google, Alphabet, really. When you see Google, it is Alphabet. Netflix, that are making inroads into historically, not making inroads, have made inroads into what is historically, somebody else's home turf. TV is changing. For instance, I mean, I used to have DirecTV and pay somewhere between $100 and $200 for it. I don't do that anymore. I pay $35 a month to have YouTube TV, and I watch everything that I normally watch. It doesn't impact my life one bit. Yeah, so that's almost $2,000 to the good. $2,000 to the good. So that's changing. And so, but again, you'll hear commentators talk about, hey, it's just a media that is self-absorbed with its own view of the nation, and that's trying to shove that view down. For instance, globalism is the way of the future. It cannot be the way of the future, okay, until there's a monolithic global government that can oversee the world. Nations compete. And so to the extent that you stand up and say, yeah, I'm a free market person. I hear Orrin Hatch say this bullshit. Right? What does that mean? What does free market mean? So to a developed nation, that means you will consistently export your jobs and you're content with that. And you won't protect your industry because developing nations don't have an EPA, they don't have OSHA, they don't have disability laws, they don't have a Food and Drug Administration that prohibits the use of chemicals. They simply produce what they produce. And then it's allowed into the country. That's open trade. That's free trade. No, it's not. So if you have a standard and then you exempt imports from that standard, what have you just done? You penalize your domestic producer. Why are the blackberries that I eat, why are they all produced in Mexico? Same climate roughly between northern Mexico, central Mexico, and California. Same type of soil. So why are they all produced in Mexico? Oh, because you don't have to play by those rules. And guess what? You get to bring it in the United States. Well, how? So anyway. So you can see this thing that sells us these concepts, right? The concept that you don't need to protect your southern border. You can just have an issue where you have 11 million. Estimates, 11 million undocumented people in the country. And all that brings to your society. And that's okay. So, anyway, so it's just, again, and I think people that have said this are absolutely correct. You don't go ahead and allow these things to happen. Allow this narrative, and the mayor of Oakland, right? She leading the pack of late, warning felons that ICE would target, that ICE was going to conduct a raid. The mayor of a city sworn to support and defend the citizens of her community does that. And so it's that narrative that they buy that, you know, again, half the nation doesn't buy it. And then everybody's stunned. 18 million watched Roseanne's stupid TV show. But interesting stuff. Interesting stuff. Nonetheless, the other thing going on this morning is, or been going on today in Israel. And this was in the news that this was going to happen, but clashes along the Israeli and West Bank border with large groups of Palestinians. So when you see Hamas, okay, what should you see? Iran. There you go. All right, everybody's learning. So why do this? There's a report also in the news in the last 48 hours that Israeli F-35s flew over Iranian airspace. Wait a minute, Mac. What do you mean Iranian airspace? How the hell do Israeli aircraft get over Iranian airspace? Okay. All right, boys and girls, pull your maps out. This is called message sending. Yeah, this appeared in where the hell did I read it? It appeared in an Arab publication. Okay, so how do you fly from Israel, right, over Syria, right? Or I guess you could go out into the Med. You could go down the Red Sea. You could fly all the way around, but you would have to have a place to tank out of, right? You would have to have a place to tank out of. Or you could simply fly across Syria. You could fly across Iraq and into shortest distance between two points is a straight line. You could fly straight. You could fly straight. Delivering a message. You can't see us. And we know it. And we want you to know that we know it. So that means we can have your ass anytime we want it. You don't, and you won't have any recourse. Yeah, the F-35 making news with the Israelis. So I'm just saying that I would doubt if they flew down the Red Sea, up the Gulf of Aden, right, into the North Arabian Sea, and then over the Gulf of Oman and into Iran. Although, they could. They would have been tagged a couple times, but I'm thinking probably not. If the Iranians couldn't see them, then the Syrians had no chance. Maybe the Russians did, though. I'm sure we did. So, interesting little story, though. Interesting little story. So, the game that is getting played in the proxy war in the Middle East that extends from the Iranian border through Iraq into Syria into Turkey and now to the Israeli border. And it is the black hand of Iran as they destabilize the region. So, also the president said that we would be getting out of Syria pretty soon. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with the Kurds in Syria. And we've kind of followed that. And the Turks putting pressure. But, you know, one of the things that you can say about the Middle East with certainty is this. If the Russians, do you want this problem? Do you want to solve it? How about it? You're going to be here for a while, boys. You're going to be here for a while. So, the president this morning. So, again, the issue with Syria is that there's nobody really to partner with, right? There's no broad coalition in the opposition to partner with. The most formidable foes in the region are those, you know, Kurds and Kurd allies, and they'll fight. So it'll be interesting to see how the United States, who has partnered with the Kurds for years, both in Iraq and Syria, now looks at other partners like Iraq and Turkey and says, hey, wait a minute. All right, we've got to find a diplomatic solution to all of this because it's not going to work. So, again, interesting things going on in the region. All right, so there's a little geography lesson, yeah. Supposedly, F-35s. Hold on, let me pull up the story. F-35s, Iran, Israel. Report, Israeli stealth fighters fly over Iran. And there's people saying that there's no way. But let me tell you, I would not put it past the Israeli Air Force. Two Israeli Air Force F-35 fighter jets entered Iranian airspace undetected, according to the Kuwaiti newspaper Al Jazeera. The act is a signal of heightened tensions in the region, especially in light of recent Israeli military attacks in Syria, including against Iranian bases in the country. Sources quoted in Al Jazeera stated that the two stealth fighters flew over Syrian and Iraqi airspace to reach Iran, and even targeted locations in the Iranian cities of Bandar Abbas, which is in the south, Isfahan, and Shiraz. The report states that the two fighter jets, among the most advanced in the world, circled at a high altitude above Persian Gulf sites suspected of being associated with the Iranian nuclear program. It also states that the two jets went undetected by radar, including by the Russian radar systems located in Syria. The source refused to confirm if the operation was undertaken in coordination with the U.S. military, which has recently conducted joint exercises with the Israeli Defense Force. The source added that seven F-35 fighters in active service in the Israeli Air Force have conducted a number of missions in Syria and on the Lebanese-Syrian border. He underlined that the fighter jets can travel from Israel to Iran twice without refueling. Israel has admitted to launching about 100 airstrikes over Syria over the past 5 years, targeting Hezbollah terrorists, weapons convoys, and infrastructure, and it is believed to be behind dozens more. On March 21st, the Israeli Defense Forces cleared for publication that Israeli was behind the 2007 destruction of a nuclear reactor that was under construction in northern Syria. In response to the Iranian drone, the latest incident between the two countries, Iran and Israel, happened in February. Israeli F-16 fighter jets entered Syrian airspace, striking 12 Iranian targets in Syria in response to an Iranian drone that was shot down over Israel. Two Israeli crew members were wounded when they ejected from their jet before it crashed, which was later determined to be caused by pilot error. In response to the Iranian drone, a senior Israeli military official warned that Israel will react with force to Iran's efforts to entrench itself further in Syria. Quote, "The Iranians are determined to continue to establish themselves in Syria, and the next incident is only a matter of time," he said, warning that Israel does not rule out that the Islamic Republic will continue to try to attack Israel. Yeah. So, if you remember the whole drone thing, I think that happened in February. So, yeah, not a good thing when the dictatorships of the world have some success and are able to do what they do, which is destabilize parts of the world. Yeah, and there's four of them: China, Russia, North Korea, Iran. Seeking to establish empires. Just stupid. Honestly. Just absolutely positively stupid. All right, let's talk about Marine Corps headlines. The Russian thing though, I think the Russian thing is understandable because, you know, if you read about Vladimir Putin and what's affected him, right? He evidently has been very affected by seeing guys like Muammar Gaddafi, right, body drugged through the street. And he knows that the forces of freedom, if they turn on a nation, and this is just my opinion, that could very, very easily be him. Putin is rumored to be one of the richest men on the planet with the money that he has plundered out of Russia. And so how do you keep that from happening? The way you keep it from happening is you drive a wedge between Russia and the West. You recreate the old Cold War in some way, shape, or form. and then you and that gives you the buffer that you need so that you can push back on further economic integration with the West, which is clearly in the best interest of the Russian economy, which is smaller than the size of the Canadian economy. So, yeah, so you look down that road and you shake your head and you say, what? Marine Corps News. Not Marine Corps News, but this is at the top of the fold today in Marine Corps Times. Two coalition personnel killed, five others wounded by an IED in Syria. Two members of Operation Inherent Resolve were killed. One is an American. Another five were wounded by an IED in Syria on Thursday. It was not immediately clear if the IED hit a vehicle or if the forces were on a foot patrol. An official who spoke on a condition of anonymity did not give the nationality of the other individual who was killed. Wounded personnel received immediate care and are being evacuated for further medical treatment. That's from the U.S. Central Command. All right, so that in the news this morning. So one American killed by that IED blast. So thoughts and prayers certainly go out to him. Commandant wants Marines to have more time and home before deployments. Quote, I wish it were a little bit better, Neller told audience members at the defense discussion Thursday at the Atlantic Council in Washington, D.C. Not because I don't want Marines to deploy, because when 62% of your force is 25 years old or younger, they want to go and do stuff. They didn't join to sit at home on their sea bags. But the Corps also needs to cater to its career force and maintain proper readiness in a multitude of technical trades if it wants to deter rising states like China and Russia. High deployment cycles and short dwell times can, quote, decrease your time to get ready, Neller said. So you're constantly deploying, you're probably leaning more towards that, and you're readier to deploy. It's a lofty goal as the Corps continues to send Marines to the ends of the globe. And again, the problem with all of this is that the Marine Corps doesn't say no. As somebody who supported all these little debts, you know, that got sent around the world from the meth, the hits keep coming, you know. So we want somebody to help us with this exercise. We want somebody to be integrated here. We want trainers. We want this. We want that. And it's just more and more and more. So the Marine Corps has an issue, not just with units rotation, but all the other deployments that we support that Marines get sent out on, because the Marine Corps does not, and rightly, does not like to say no. So how do you say no? Who says no? All right, we're going to take a break. We'll check more news on the way. On a Friday, Good Friday. So happy Good Friday to everybody out there. Easter just around the corner. Holy Saturday tomorrow. More Ball Marine Radio on a Friday coming up next.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a group can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it. This hour of All Marine Radio is brought to you by our friends at Battle Mug, home of the world-famous Battle Mug. Starts at 10 pounds of aluminum. It's milled, machined, anodized, adorned with Picatinny rails, and then stamped with the serial number, and it's ready for you to make your own. Anything that went on your rifle or pistol can go on your mug. Scope, laser, camera, light. Put a lid on it, and you're ready for the field. If you're inside, add a flag and an emblem, and you're set. Perfect for any commemorative event. Farewell, promotion, retirement, birthday, anniversary, or get out of the doghouse. The Battle Mug is the perfect unique gift. Check out the entire line of product at battlemug.com. Enter the promo code Marine for 15% off. Battle Mug is a veteran-owned and operated company. The product is made entirely in the United States. Check it out, battlemug.com.
I'm an individual member. I joined the Global South Foundation because I believe in what it can do, and I also wanted to stay tied to the community that I was part of.
The benefits for individual members of the Global South Foundation are two things. One is networking, keeping in touch with the community, developing new relationships at any stage of your career. And secondly, it helps people stay abreast and up to date on the latest issues that the SOF community should be aware of.
The Global SOF Foundation is a great partner of All Marine Radio. Find out more about them at globalsoftfoundation.org/Marine.
MilitaryByOwner.com is an excellent resource for any military family moving to a new area. We found a ton of homes to choose from and purchased a house 8 days later. This was the only site I used. Thanks, Military by Owner.
Are you PCSing? Do you need to find a home near a military base quickly? With over 45,000 listings and 15 years of experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base, MilitaryByOwner.com can help. Military by Owner. Proven and dependable.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors, teachers, friends. These are the people who are always there to listen when we need to talk. Though their actions may not always be monumental, they are always felt. To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. One simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of one. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit VeteransCrisisLine.net for free 24/7 confidential support or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.